Hello and happy holidays if it's that time of year where you're at. I know in the States we're celebrating Thanksgiving and we're now gearing up towards Christmas with Thanksgiving right behind us. And for my part, things are a lot more busy than it used to be, granted that I've got a lot more family than I used to. And Claudia and I are the only ones with a kid. So we kind of have a certain level of elevated privilege among our family because everyone wants to see our little baby. He is currently terrible. He's at a terrible age. It's tantrums all the time, and that has been just a blast. But his grandparents only have to spend a certain amount of time with that, and then when they get sick of it, they can go home. So they still enjoy his company in spite of his constant outbursts. So yeah, I've been very busy. I haven't gotten much done just very occupied. There's been a lot going on around me, and I haven't had a lot of quiet space for most of the month, and next month looks like it's going to be even more busy. I've got some hot gossip for you guys about a wedding between people you don't know. I'm going to Cancun in the middle of December. I'm going for about a week, but not for something exciting like a vacation. It's for a destination wedding, and this was something that was decided by the happy couple months ago, and at the time, no one told them not to do it. No one ever was. It was so far away. I was the only one who heard that and was like, this is terrible. And everyone else is like, no, I'm sure it'll be fun. And so now that we're almost there, it's kind of looming over everybody, and suddenly the moods are all kind of turning sour, and everybody, this is on my wife's side of the family, so everybody over there is starting to point fingers and be like, well, I wouldn't have done this if so-and-so hadn't have said this, and I would have. So the bride and the groom don't even want to do it. They're like blaming other members of the family for like, well, I would have had a big destination wedding if I didn't want to have it. But yeah, that's been crazy. And so we're going to go to Cancun for a week, and we've got to figure out how exactly we're going to do it, because we're traveling with a little one. COVID is still a thing. It's not really died down. The restrictions are loosened somewhat, but like really little kids can't get their vaccines or anything. So we kind of just have to, you know, risk our kid getting it. And there's no, you know, like there's no other way out of it. Like, family obligation is such a powerful force. I mean, if you wanted to like gather together a bunch of, I don't know why, like when the U.S. talks about trying to hunt down terrorists, I don't know why they don't just like have a wedding and then like invite all the terrorists they want to hunt down, because the terrorists would be like, well, I know it's a trap, but I gotta go. They would all have to go to the wedding and then get shot by Navy SEALs or whatever. It's such a powerful social force. So we have to go. We got to pack like a car seat. There have been some shootings down in Cancun recently, which they deployed the National Guard. And the thing about Mexico is that even though that they've deployed the National Guard, like there's really a lot of corruption in Mexico. So like you have to kind of look out for the police, because sometimes the cops can pull you over, and you know, they'll fish for bribes, and so they'll slap you with a ticket, and then you can either pay the ticket or you can pay the bribe, and you won't have really done the thing they're ticketing you for. But Claudia's family, her parents are from Mexico, and so they go back there from time to time, and this is just something they run into. They've been pulled over on the way down to where they live and just have to deal with the police trying to try to shake them down for money. So this can happen in Cancun too. Allegedly, it's not as common in the touristy areas because the tourist industry, like a lot of money is generated there, but then that's also really attractive for the cartels. And so the cartels are starting to have turf wars around the whole Yucatan Peninsula. So we're going as the turf wars start to heat up. There's a reconsider travel advisory on the whole thing. And so that's kind of a pain. A lot of people haven't reconsidered their travel, I think because COVID has had them shut inside their houses for so long that they don't want to stick around. They don't want to reconsider. They want to go out and travel. So we don't really know what we're going to do. Like, a lot of times when I think of Cancun, I think of like margaritas and the beach and everything like that. But when you have like a small child, I'm not entirely sure what you do with a small kid. Like, you can take him to go see the fish, you can go swimming, I guess, but probably margaritas and that kind of party stuff is less on the table for us. And for about three of the days, I know that we have wedding obligations. So about half of that is going to be spent doing wedding stuff, which everybody is rapidly souring on. So one of the reasons, initially, I actually thought that the whole thing was kind of justified, and I was thinking, like, well, this is okay. Because the story that was told to me was the wife, actually, her parents are also from Mexico, but the wife was born in the U.S., and so here's one of those things. I know there was, like, this myth about anchor babies going around for a while. I think that's died down since then, but that was actually a lie. If you had a baby in the U.S., the baby got citizenship, but you could still be deported. And so what happened was when the wife was a little girl, or the bride-to-be was a little girl, her parents got caught by immigration, and they basically gave them a choice. They said, well, you could take your daughter back to Mexico and raise her there, and then she can come back to the U.S. when she's 18 because she's a citizen, so she'll have none of the culture, but she'll be a citizen. And this, I feel like this, if you're a racist, that should outrage you more, but that's how the system goes. You could be raised in Mexico and have, like, no understanding of American culture and not speak English, but then still be a citizen. So when you turn 18, you can't really stay in Mexico because you're not a Mexican citizen. You just have to come back to the States with no experience. Or if the parents wanted to leave her with somebody, they could just, like, leave her with another set of guardians. So what they wound up doing was they gave her up to some relatives, and then immigrations was just like, okay, and now that we've caught you, you can't come back into the country anymore. So pretty much unless the relatives went out of their way to go down to Mexico, the parents just couldn't come up and see their kid. So they decided that they were going to get married, and they wanted her parents to be involved, so they had to go down to Mexico. But the problem is like, where in Mexico do you go in the middle of COVID season? Because they planned this back kind of at the peak of the pandemic, and they were just, like, rolling the dice and hoping that the whole thing would blow over by the end of it all. And so they said, well, let's do Cancun, because Cancun is a safe tourist area, and that'll be great. And they said, well, when do you want to do it? And they were like, the busiest time of the year. They said December, during the holiday season, because that's when a lot of people go down to Cancun. So the plane tickets would be as expensive as possible, and the booking would be more difficult and everything else. They were like, nothing makes a destination wedding better than being more expensive and more difficult to work out. You know, cab fares are going to go up. Everything's going to be more expensive. So they were like, that's a good idea. That's how we're going to do that. And that's the story of why it seemed like a good idea at the time. But it turns out that I'm not exactly sure what happened, but apparently the bride-to-be does want her parents to be involved with a ceremony, but I'm not sure if this, like, big destination wedding thing was actually specifically what she set out to do. And I'm this is all secondhand for me, you know, like, my wife's laying down in bed next to me at the end of the day, and she's just venting, because she's the responsible kid. She's the one that makes the good decisions and whatever. And so it winds up being that her family kind of relies on her to do a lot of things. It's like, oh, Claudia, you're the best at reading, and you're the best at math, and you're the best at all the things. You're the best at managing money. Why don't you help figure all this out for us? So Claudia's been, like, managing a lot of these trips, and that's been chaotic for her. And what I found out, what I've discovered recently that she's really mad about, is it turns out that her brother, who is the groom, and his bride-to-be can't actually afford this trip. And so what they've done is they've gone to, like, some kind of small bank and taken out a high-interest loan for the wedding. And so it's like some, I can't remember how much she said, like $3,000 on a high-interest loan. And they're just going to have that now for the wedding. Which I know some people do that now. Like, some people will actually take out money to have their weddings. And it blows me away that people do that, where they're like, one of the best things, the best way to get our wedding started off is if we just, like, have money problems. Like, nothing tests a marriage better than money problems right out of the gate. And it's actually kind of a funny story. When my wife and I were talking about getting married, we discussed doing a ceremony and everything, and my wife kind of wanted to do a ceremony. She likes weddings. I don't really like them. And so she was kind of thinking about it, but she started talking to her parents, and she got to a point of negotiation where there was a family member that she did not want to invite because she didn't like them very much. But her parents didn't think it would be polite to just not invite that family member, so they said, well, we've got to invite them anyway. And Claudia says, well, what if I don't invite them? And they're like, well, we, you know, you can't do that. We have to invite them. If we invite everybody else, we have to invite this one family member. So Claudia said, well, then what if I invite nobody and I just elope? And that was how we did it. We just eloped. We didn't have a big big wedding thing or anything like that. It cost us practically nothing. And then it was also very hassle-free. Like, we just kind of went down there, you know, did our vows and got photos, and we had our family as there as witnesses, just nuclear family. And that was it. And what can I say? You could say, like, well, it's a shame that we didn't have the party, but we have the lifetime together and later on the child. And you know, I feel like the child has been more of a journey than the wedding really was. We'd already been living together before we got married, so a lot of the marriage, things didn't change very much, except for Claudia had to do a lot of paperwork to change her name. So I feel like the getting married itself is not such a big deal. The thing that makes a marriage so huge is, like, the paperwork, the, you know, the bureaucracy, and then later you get a house together, and then if you have a kid, and all that is just, like, negotiations and discussions, and, like, oh, you know, if you're going to get a car later on, like, there's all these joint decisions and things that you have to do as a partnership. And that's what the marriage really is all about. The wedding itself is just I don't know, the start of all that. And I get the romanticization that goes into it, but never to the extent that I would say take out money and be in debt before you start all of it, because, I mean, kind of the point is that at some point you'll both be in debt and discussing money a lot anyway. It would be better to do it in the context of, like, okay, we have money, what should we be buying with it, rather than, like, we're sitting on a massive loan, what should we be sacrificing already to make ends meet? But I don't know. That's how it is. So, yes, I when I sat down to do this, I imagined that there would be a little bit more hot gossip, but just in terms of, like, no one really knows anyone involved. There's not really a lot that I can say. Miles is supposed to be the ring bearer. He's probably going to vanish with the ring or lose the ring. That's going to be something to look forward to. I will let you guys know if he loses the ring, but I think he's gonna. And, yeah, so that's going to be how I spend a good chunk of my December. So we're going to have some patchiness in December too. And what can I say? Just the holidays. And this is probably one of the busier holidays I've had in a long time. So I feel like all the family getting together, big wedding, lots of hullabaloo, lots of stuff, lots of nonsense. Miles getting older. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, though, I am going to try to get an episode of We Will Not Play D&D up tomorrow, so that it's before the month is up. And then, if I'm lucky, we'll see what else we can do. This is always kind of these things. I'm always like, yeah, if I'm lucky, or if this goes out, this, that, you know. But I feel like I have a hard time planning what my time is going to be like anymore. Especially tantrum mode. Man, it's really bad. This like age of tantrums, this phase of tantrums is really rough. It's just like a tantrum for virtually everything. I can't be asked a question without it being like in a cry, you know, sort of a cry voice. Like, Daddy, could you please, can I go potty? And he used to just like let me know he had to go potty. It's weird how he's kind of transitioned into like having a fit every time he comes to something. I don't know why kids go through this phase. Apparently this is really common. So, yeah. Anyway, short deal. Just to let you guys know, I haven't fallen off a bridge or anything like that. I assume that the rest of you are all probably very busy. It's a busy time of year for everybody. It's a hectic time of year for most people. So that's all it is, just busy. I mean, some of it's also been like the holidays are an excuse to be like, I'll put it off. I'll deal with the work later. And it's not going to be a really great month financially, that's for sure. But well, there've been some bright spots. I thought the anxious stuff would be more fun to hear than to be like, oh yeah, we went down to the wherever. We saw Santa. That was fun. We got pictures with Santa already. It's already November, but we already did it. We got ahead of the rush. And Miles was kind of funny about it. He didn't really get it because we were like, yeah, Santa, I'll give you a gift. You tell him what you want, and then he gets you that gift for Christmas. And he didn't understand, like, well, when is Christmas? Because he's seen, like, Christmas on TV, but they haven't really identified, like, oh, Christmas is specifically a month from November or whatever. So he, like, went to go see Santa, and he asked for a toy car. And then when we left, he's like, oh, I forgot my toy car. We have to go back. And we were like, no. You get that later. Santa will remember. It's fine. You remember, Santa remembers, he'll get a toy car. So it's just a blue toy car. So now we've been on the lookout for like a blue toy car. And we've seen a couple, but none of them were very good. We still have time to be picky. But yeah. So it's not like it's all stress. It's just I thought that was the more interesting stuff. But anyway, though, that's where I've been. This is where I am. So hello. And goodbye. I hope you guys are having a good holiday. I hope you have a great holiday coming up, and that you're not putting on too much weight. I'm at an age where I'm thinking about that a lot now. But also, if I think about it too much, I won't enjoy the food as much. So I'll worry about it January. And then that'll be I kicked the can down the road. So all right, you guys have a great week, month, whatever the case. Whenever I do another thing, I'll catch you next time.